Even with awareness and education campaigns, there are still misconceptions that human trafficking is just an international problem. But in Florida, it's everywhere.
It's a very clandestine operation. You can't see it. In fact, one of the national awareness campaigns is called Look Beneath the Surface, because when you see somebody, say, people working in a field or a restaurant, or you see kids on the street corner outside their high school, for example, you don't know what's going on with them, and they could be trafficked.
That's Robin Hassler-Thompson, the executive director of the Survive and Thrive Advocacy Center, or STAC, an organization that seeks to fight human trafficking in the Florida Panhandle.
It's almost right to say, see something, say something, but we know that this is a phenomenon. Florida is third in the nation when it comes to human trafficking. That's according to the calls that come into our national hotline, and also in terms of the number of prosecutions.
Chris Canova is the acting U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida. In his role as a prosecutor, he's seen many examples of traffickers preying on the most vulnerable victims.
A young lady, a teenager in a broken home. She has an argument with her mother, and she goes off to a friend's to stay a few days. While she's there, she decides she's ready to go back home, and then two guys she meets there won't let her leave. They beat her into submission. They force her into prostitution. They advertise her on the internet and make her dress provocatively and take her all the way to Illinois and back to Florida, performing 50 different sex acts a week.
He says these predators also want to make the victims more dependent on them.
We had a young lady who had a cocaine addiction, and so this predator started feeding her cocaine until he got her completely dependent on him. Then he started beating her. In fact, in one of the incidents, actually ripped her hair out and forced her into prostitution.
Ann Canova says there are other heartbreaking situations he knows of as well.
We had a young lady who owed her drug supplier money. And so to pay off the debt, she offered up her 14-year-old sister. And so for a 2 or 3 month period, the sister and the drug supplier took this 14-year-old child around to what they call plays, 100 different plays to pay off this drug debt.
Still, it's not just people local to Florida who are victims. Others are brought in from all over the world.
We prosecuted a case in Panama City where we prosecuted 8 defendants who were part of a large network, bringing in dozens and dozens of women from outside the country illegally, and then prostituting them around Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. God knows what they promised these women to get them over to the country. But once they got here, they were basically slaves. They didn't get any money. They were transported and exhibited around the Southeast until we finally were able to apprehend them and put them in prison.
And STAC, Hassler-Thompson says there are ways to help these immigrant victims as well.
For example, we know that if people from another country are trafficked here, they may be eligible for something called a T visa, which would allow them to remain in this country and work. And if an adult participate in the prosecution of the trafficker, et cetera, there's also U visas and other immigration relief that's available for victims as they come here and come forward.
She says she's encouraged by some legislation filed for the 2018 legislative session to make it easier for victims to sue their human traffickers. Another measure also moving the Florida legislature adds the dangers of human trafficking to public schools' health curriculums. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.